Jesus says this in our gospel reading right before raising his dear friend Lazarus from the dead. He says, "This is for the glory of God. It's for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." It's in stories like this, texts of the scriptures, where you realize two things at the same time. One, you realize the glory of the Lord when you see Jesus bringing dead people back to life. How glorious he is, giving blind people sight. You see the glory of the Lord, how glorious he is. But also at the same time, you realize how utterly short we fall of seeing his glory. We miss so much of his glory. We don't catch it all. It's not that we don't believe in the Lord's glory. We believe in it. It's just sometimes we lose sight because we're focused on a certain area of life, and we lose sight of his glory in all the other places. We end up diminishing his glory, shortchanging it, losing sight of it, not getting the full glass of water. And so my goal this morning, I have a little bit of a monumental task ahead of me, but here's my goal. Through his word, and of course by the power of the Spirit, that your eyes would be opened to see his glory in places that you've lost sight. So to do that, I wanted to start with Martha in our story. Martha is the sister of Lazarus. And Jesus goes to their town, Bethany, to meet them. And it's Martha who runs out and greets the Lord. And where's Martha's focus? Where's her sight? Where is she looking for the glory of the Lord? Well, the very first thing Martha says, she's stuck in the trauma of the past. She says, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." She has her eyes set on the past. "If you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." But then as she talks with the Lord, you also see that she has her eyes fixed on the future. She has hopes in the future. She says, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Where's Martha's sight? Where is she looking for the glory of the Lord? Anywhere but the present. She's stuck in the past. She knows the glory of the Lord in the past. "If you had been here, Lord, I know my brother wouldn't have died." And she has her eyes set on the future. "Lord, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day." But she's not seeing the glory of the Lord right there in the present. It's not that she didn't believe it. Of course she believes. The Lord even asked her, "Do you believe this?" She says, "Yes, I believe." She had just lost sight. She lost sight of the glory of the Lord right here, right now, which is why the Lord says, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life." Not "I was," not "I will be." He pulls her out of the past and the future, and he brings her to the present. "Martha, I am. Right here. Right now. Eternal life begins already. Whoever believes in me, though he die, he lives. I am Martha. Eternity starts now. You have eternal life right here, right now, in him. To believe in him is to live forever. Life forever is a present reality. And Martha believed this. She had just lost sight of it. And therefore, unfortunately, she had diminished the Lord's glory. She shortchanged it. She wasn't getting the full glass of water because she was so concerned about the past and the future that she lost sight of the present. And aren't we just like Martha? We get stuck in the past. We get stuck in the future and we fail to live in the present. Aren't we just like her? Are we not the same as Martha when it comes to our daily worries? We get stuck in the past, all the things that trouble us that we've done or that we've said. And we get anxious about the future, the things that are coming up, and all the different ways that we can mess them up. All the while, we fail to live in the present. You can do this with 1,000 different things, but here's one last thing. Our Lord's own glory, his own power, his own authority. We see it in the past, our Lord's power over the grave, his glory. He raised dead people back to life. He himself was crucified, dead, and buried, and he was raised back to life. We know he has power when we read the scriptures, and for most of us, we look forward to the future glory of our Lord when he will come again in all glory and reign over all things and be the judge of the world. We look forward to that, but what about right here, right now? The Lord's authority right now in this moment. That he is reigning right now. He reigns. And he's putting all things under his feet. Right now, he reigns. The lamb that was slain has begun his reign. He is reigning right now. We're so like Martha. We lose sight of this. We lose sight of his glory in the present. And therefore, we end up diminishing his glory. Not that we don't believe, we just lose sight. But yet, when it comes to one very, very, very important thing, we are so unlike Martha. You see, Martha, she lost sight of the present when it comes to the death of a loved one. But not us. By and large, the average 21st century American Christian has 20/20 eyesight when it comes to the promises of the Lord in the present over death. We see God's present glory in death. That's why we'll say things when a loved one dies, she's with the Lord. That's a present reality. She is with the Lord. She is. Or we'll say things like, he's up there playing cards with grandma. We even smile at death because we're so comforted by the Lord's promises about death right here, right now. We believe that he is the resurrection and the life. I am. We're so focused on this. Some even go so far as to celebrate death now. Because we know that Jesus is the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in him, though he die, yet shall he live. We see that clearly, don't we? But don't you see what we're not? We've lost sight of the future. See, we're so unlike Martha when it comes to death, because Martha, she has her eyes set on the future. I know that he will rise again and the resurrection on the last day, but not us. For most of us, we've lost focus of the future because we're so focused on the present. Ask any Christian who's lost a loved one where they take their comfort. I think most would say they're with the Lord. Indeed they are. But how many would give Martha's answer? I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection on the last day. We've lost sight of God's glory that is yet to come. I think most of us, had we been Martha in this encounter, we would have been a little confused at why the Lord came to do this, to reveal his glory in this way. Why would you resurrect him? And we already know he's with you. I mean, he's dead, Lord, but we know in you he's alive. He's already with you, Lord. In you, she never died. The Lord would turn our eyes to the future to see his glory, because we're missing it. He wouldn't say, "I am," not to us. We know that. We're present. We're focused right there. He would say, "I will. I will open your graves, and I'll place you in your own land. I have spoken. I will do it." He would take us out of the present and fix our eyes on the future to see his glory. Not that we didn't believe it, it's just we've lost sight. Because it's not the end when a believer dies. Right? That's not the end when a believer dies. For we believe in the resurrection of the flesh and the life of the world to come. We are waiting for a future glory of the Lord to be revealed. Are we not? We are waiting for, are you waiting for this? Because if you think you already have something, you're not waiting anymore. You already have it. If you think you already have all that the Lord has given you, then you're not waiting anymore. But we're waiting. He will swallow up death forever, Isaiah 25. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And it will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, that he would save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Those who think they already have don't wait. But we're waiting for a future glory. I'm waiting to see all the graves opened up one day. I'm ready to see my grandpa come back out of that grave. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the resurrection of the flesh and the life of the world to come. I can't wait. The glory of the Lord, when it comes to death, we miss it. In the past, his glory was revealed in his Son, who raised people from the dead, who himself was dead and buried in a tomb, and 3 days later came back to life. His glory was revealed, and we see that. And his glory is revealed now in death. We know that the Lord is present, that people who die in the Lord are with the Lord. They're with him. Those who believe in him, though they die, yet shall they live. Whether I live or whether I die, I'm with the Lord. But we also need to see his future glory and be waiting with anticipation, eager anticipation that the Lord is going to reveal on that day. For behold, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who is and who was and who is to come. And you will know that I am the Lord when I open your grave and I raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you will live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it. Amen.